So as usual, try to bring Manjushri to mind, visualize him as clearly as you can, and then place your mind on Manjushri, and then and on that basis, then you perform the seven branched worship. Yeah. Obeisance to my guru and protector Manjushri, who holds to his heart the scriptural text symbolic of seeing all things as they are, whose understanding shines forth as the sun unclouded by defilements, all traces of ignorance, who teaches in 60 ways with the patient love of the Father for his only Son, all creatures caught in the prison of samsara, confused in the darkness of ignorance, overwhelmed by their suffering. You, whose dragon thunder proclamation of Dharma arouses us from the stupor of our delusions and frees us from the iron chains of our calm, whose powerful sword of wisdom hews down suffering wherever its sprouts appear, clearing away the darkness of all ignorance. I entreat you, O Manjushri, whose princely body is adorned with 112 marks of a Buddha, who has completed the 10 stages, achieving the highest perfection of a Bodhisattva, who has been pure from the beginning. O Manjushri, all loving one, with the brilliance of your wisdom, illuminate the darkness enclosing our minds, enlighten our intelligence and wisdom, so that we may gain insight in the Buddhist words and texts that explain them. Today I will give you a brief introduction to the 12 links of dependent origination using the wheel of existence. So this is the wheel of existence. Yeah. So there's a history behind this wheel of existence. Yeah. So during the time of Buddha, there was this king by the name of I'm not very good with names, Udrayana, who gave another king. In Tibetan it's Sukjen Ningbo. Maybe in Sanskrit it's Vimbisana. Sukjen. So there's this king by the name of Udrayana who gave a present to King Vimbisana. Okay? So then King Vimbisana thought maybe he should return a present in kind, but he didn't know what to give, so he sought the Buddha's advice. So the Buddha advised King Vimbisana to draw this wheel of existence according to his explanations, yeah, and then give it to King Udrayana.
Oh, Tushini, that Tindesini, that on the Anishi, that Udayane, that Yabu Sujinimbu, that Udayan Yamba, that the Puja, that on the Yabu Udayan and Jijunamji, that Sibi Colony Tonche, Anni Ranga Quadanche of Tangle Devashi, Tilatene, Anni Quala Totova Chumiores, or the Sumia.
So King Vimbisana did what the Buddha advised him, yeah? Had this wheel of existence drawn and then offered it to King Udrayana. So it was said that many of the subjects, you know, of King Udrayana, when upon seeing this wheel of existence, and then was able to achieve liberation from cyclic existence. And in fact, said quite many of the subjects were able to liberate themselves from samsara.
Mm-hmm.
So in this wheel of existence shows three things. Number one, what are the causes of circling in cyclic existence? Number two, the kind of places or the environment into which one is born. And then number three, the manner or the way in which one circles in samsara. So of these three, let's look at the first one. The causes of circling in cyclic existence, right? Okay. So as we've discussed recently, the true origins of cyclic existence, actions, karma, and the afflictions, isn't it? Right. So in this wheel of existence, right in the middle, the first circle, right, shows the afflictions. Okay. So in the first circle, there are three creatures in it. Yeah. So they symbolize the afflictions. Okay. Then the circle outside of that, you know, if you notice, it's divided into two halves. One is a white background, and one is a black background. Right. This shows both white and black karma. So these two circles collectively shows the causes by which we circle in samsara.
Oh, tukshini, tatanda, tindeshini, tatinema, tati, chima, tatuwa rikchoks, takash, tatila, tuwa rikchoks, ta, kaza, ne kandu korwa asana, tati, leada nimung, ne kandu korwa asana.
So next, what is the environment or the place into which one circles into, right? Basically, the six types of migrator or transmigratory beings, yeah. So this is represented by the next circle, yeah.
What to see it in a matter, Sushida to Koa, Senita, the target that you must be Nala, and the Candes Kugarsena, that the Dara Junior, Namshes, Maripane, the Kashibaki, that toxin. So did the one call a Kugres, that on the Maripane, so that the Kashiba toxin, that Junior Sumer.
So then, the third point, the manner or the way in which we circle in cyclic existence. Yeah. So this is shown by the outermost concentric ring, yeah. Right? And starting from ignorance and ending with birth and death. Yeah. So these are the 12 links of dependent origination. Yeah.
Not to see it, never that the 노트신 다 디나네 다 동마 그러스나 다 빼나 다 니몽스 다 강도 주강도 코로와 세들라 가도 슈바나 시네 다 레다 니몽 코로 세다 니몽 세들라 조조 아니 독숨 전에 독숨기 다 니몽 세네 디 전에라 다 돈다 아니 지 파기 디모 전에 아니 주기 시당 전에 아니 지 아니 그래서 차이 아니 지가래 도시아 전에 어디네 사래 제단 다 파기 단나들이 문안에 여번 하시나 다 파기 칸에 다 니가 퇴용하시 다 시당다 아 잡아 니가 안 퇴용해 너가 니모 니모 괜찮지
okay what are the causes of cycling in cyclic existence we have the afflictions right. And of the afflictions here in the innermost circle, the three mental poisons are symbolized by the three animals. The supposed to be a pig, but it doesn't look like the pig that I eat. But okay, yeah, the pig symbolizes ignorance, and then you have a snake that symbolizes anger, and then you have a bird. Yeah. That symbolizes attachment, okay? So if you notice that the snake and the bird is shown to be issuing forth from the pig's mouth, yeah? So this symbolizes that bewilderment or ignorance, yeah? Is the root of the other two, yeah? So in this drawing here, the snake and the bird is shown to be issuing forth from the mouth of the pig. Yeah? This symbolizes that ignorance is the root of the other two. But you will also see that in some other drawings of the wheel of existence, you will have the bird issuing forth from the pig's mouth, and then from the bird's mouth issues forth the snake, you know, and they're kind of connected to one another. Yeah. So this shows that from ignorance comes attachment, and from attachment comes an attachment gives rise to anger. Yeah. Karma is accumulated, right? Motivated, you know, by the three mental poisons. So due to the three mental poisons, and one accumulates karma, either here in this drawing, it's either white karma or black karma.
Part
So if you, you know, look at the figures that are in the second concentric circle, yeah. On the left, you see that there are three figures there, and they are shown to be moving in an upward direction, right? So I think this represents the intermediate state beings, or the intermediate state of a human being, and so forth. You know? So in the text, even in Lamrim Chenpo, it's stated clearly that for those intermediate state, for those beings who are in the intermediate state, going on to a good rebirth, they move in the upward direction. They move upwards, yeah. They travel literally, I mean, they move. You know, as they travel, they move in a kind of a more in an upwardly direction. And those beings in the intermediate state of the lower realms are said to travel or to move about in a kind of a more facing downwards, you know, or in a downward direction. Yeah. So you remember recently we saw how the intermediate state beings actually has the shape of the body of the rebirth that you will take, yeah, isn't it? Yeah. So if one is going to be reborn in as a human being, so you enter into the intermediate state of a human being, and you have the shape of a you look like a human being, yeah? And but if you are going to the lower realms, let's say you're going to be born as an animal, so in the intermediate state you will have the shape of an animal, yeah. Okay, so this is kind of symbolized by the drawing in the second concentric circle, yeah. So from the intermediate state, then one moves on to the next rebirth, yeah. So one either takes a rebirth. One either takes rebirth in the as the one takes rebirth is one of the six types of transmigratory beings. Okay, so of the six types of transmigratory beings, there are the three of the good realms and the three of the bad realms, lower realms. Yeah. So this is represented by the six quadrants in the next concentric circle. But sometimes, instead of six, only five quadrants are drawn. So if you look at the third ring, yeah, from the inside, starting from the center, the third concentric ring. So if it is drawn, if it is divided into six quadrants, or if it is divided into five quadrants, that means that the demigod realm, or demigod, yeah, demigods are subsumed under the gods, yeah. So therefore, you have five, yeah. But if you separate the gods and the demigods, then you will have six quadrants, right? Vale?
Oh, tinde mar. Tinde ma ta ni si ta pena tinde yung tu ta dobe sala chi mai na ya lala dobe la ani suksum ege la dinde sinin jabar chaya yungore dobe lala ya nansi ya dola rikchuk sinin ani chaya yode da dinde ibare.
So if you want to subdivide the God realm, there is the desire God, there are the desire gods, the form gods of the form realm, and the gods of the formless realms. And even the desire gods, you know, are subdivided into six types.
What is it? That in the world, the name of the Sumela, Yanko, Nasa Medawa Tuxini, Rikshi, what in the chair, what in the body.
Okay, so the desire god realm, when divided, then there are six levels. Yeah. Then the formless realms, the form realm is for the environment of the form realm. Yeah. In terms of the environment, then there are 17 divisions. Yeah. Then as for the formless realm, there are the four types.
Yeah. Mm.
So this third concentric circle shows the environment of the places into which one is reborn in cyclic existence, right? Okay. So it includes all the environments in cyclic existence up to the peak of cyclic existence, which is the highest state of existence one can achieve in samsara. Okay, then the outermost circle shows the 12 links of a dependent arising, yeah? Starting from the link of or the factor of ignorance and ending with aging and death.
Gosh. Mm.
So the factor of ignorance, or the first link of dependent arising, is symbolized by the drawing right at the top. But on the right at the top, there are two. Yeah, the one on the right, you see, there's a supposed to be a drawing of an old man hobbling along, and he's also blind. So you have an old blind man hobbling along. Of course, the person will never ever get to where he wants to go because, you know, he's old and he's blind. And, you know, and he can't find any sustenance, food or drink, any enjoyments. And he's unable to avoid dangerous places and may fall over the crevice here. And then, of course, you know, you have to undergo suffering. Yeah? So this is analogous of ignorance, okay? This all, yeah? Because of ignorance, then we end up experiencing all kinds of suffering. So ignorance is merely refers to not knowing the ultimate nature of reality, not knowing the suchness of phenomena. Okay, so because of not knowing the ultimate nature of phenomena, not knowing their suchness, then one accumulates all sorts of karma.
Oh, to see that cinema, that niba, anish, that maribu kune lang de le sae, the yungu yuzang, that is mutiela, then a zakin. What in this is mutia, that zakinki, anish kasota, sota damida, that zama damida, sota damida, number damida, chisum damida, sota. What in the chazan, that tig, anish kare tsungosna, tigita.
So motivated by ignorance, one accumulates karma. Okay, so so this is symbolized by the next figure. So there is a drawing of a potter, right? So a potter, maybe his name is Harry, I guess, can create any kind of stuff, any kind of thing he wants, right? He can shape, you know, as he makes this earthenware, he can make, you know, anything he wants, right? All kinds of stuff, yeah. So so this is this figure here is analogous of the link of compositional activity. This is the second link, compositional activity. So and here refers to you know, accumulating the projecting karma. So whether it's a compositional activity or compositional action or projecting action or projecting karma, here it means the same thing.
Ne diamond la jawale that on the taking that lula sopa diamond la hai ani long chula sopa chinung na so yung hai sanye na so yung de hai ta za chen ki za me nam ju diamond la sota wa nang shing ta le kien che che ta nam ju sang da mi sang che dang chung rawa wa tinde ki diamond la nam ju di yung tu hai wa di sung yore.
So just as a potter makes different kinds of stuff, you know. So likewise, you know, due to the different kinds of karma accumulated, one takes on different kinds of body, good, bad. One have different life experiences, you know, different kinds of enjoyments, small, great, you know. So the next link is the link of consciousness. The link of consciousness refers to the contaminated the mental consciousness upon which, you know, the impressions of the karma accumulated, you know, is left upon. Or it refers to the basis of infusion of the karma that is accumulated. Yeah. Boleh? Basis of infusion. Or, I don't know how to say it. That's how it's said, right? Okay, so those of you who are hearing this for the first time, if you don't really get it, then you can always ask. Yeah. So here we're trying to understand what is this link of consciousness, what does it refer to, right? So, karma is accumulated, right? Then, the imprint of that action is left on the mental consciousness, right? So, the mental consciousness upon which, you know, the imprint of the action is left, or, yeah? So, that consciousness at that time, you know, yeah, is the link of consciousness that we are referring to here. It doesn't refer to all consciousness, right? Can, right? Can? Boleh? You go parking, you put ticket. They suck in the ticket, right? At least you have to be able to explain to people what does the link of consciousness mean. Yeah. So even for those of you who have heard this before, it may sound easy. Oh, this is this, but you know, it's not that straightforward, okay? Because if I were to ask you a question or some questions, then the complexity of the issue will arise. So for those of you who are hearing it for the first time, at least, you know, you have to know that, you know, what does the link of consciousness refer to? So we accumulate karma, isn't it? Then when you accumulate karma, then an impression is left on the mental continuum, right? An impression of the action. An imprint is left on the mind, isn't it? Yeah. So the mind which receives, not technically anyway, English-wise, the mind that receives the imprint, you know? Yeah, that mind at that time, that is the link of consciousness.
What is it? あ、てんだれ。だからさな。だ、あ、なんしげてんてるせて落ちらせ。だとんだ。あにじかそうだ。さみさち。だてんでげだとんだ。てんだなんしげてんてでつもるしゃら。だじゅじゅそくて。だてじゅとわたじゅてにだからさな。なんしげてんてつもるしゃいんばれ。べなじゅでだねじくてん。かそうだ。
The consciousness is symbolized by a monkey. You know, monkeys, as what they do, they monkey around. You know? They don't really sit around in one place. They jump around. You know, basically quite active, right? So this is kind of like the ordinary mind. Yeah, and, even though we may want to stay focused on something, but somehow the mind is unable to remain on that chosen object, but instead, it's distracted to all kinds of other objects, right?
What does she? That guy, Nancy, Bernadette, Shindong, Jing, Jing, about Chong, Stress, that on the Jigney, younger Jingney, younger Chong Stress. That on the Tinde, Dora, Nancy, Dora, Namshake, Tinde, there, that you know, Chisani. Ani tedo namshedi, ta nyansam joa chedi, dine chima nyansam joa di, ta tonda namshik, ta joa chedi.
Just as a monkey moves from one tree to another, so it is the consciousness that moves from one life to another.
Oh, to see that, then there is that, on that, at this in that, then the Shibadi team, but then the somebody, Namshik, then the Sloa, Marie Duchet, Namshik, then the Sum, or the human, that this Sum de la, that Pembership, Gusum, Sini, that to the Lam, the Pembership, Gusum, say, or this Sum de la.
Okay. So these three, ignorance, compositional activity, and consciousness, these three collectively are called the projecting causes or the projecting factors. Okay? The projecting, you could say, factors. Yeah. Okay, so these three are known as the causes that project. These are the projecting factors.
Oh, that tine tegi pangbe divos, da pangde, da pangbe divos, da tine ma, the penjigi lela tine kare pangresena, da toma, anichi musubi tendels, da tona, da shiba de la, da musubi tendels, da shiba di yung.
So, what are the results of projection? Or the projected factors. So we have the next link, number four, which is the link of name and form.
Okay,
so the results of projection. Earlier we have the causes of projection, right? Now, so there are the three things, right? So now you're looking at the results of projection. The results of projection starts with name and form. And name and form really refers to, what it refers to is the five aggregates. So the five aggregates is the projected result, the results of projection, okay? The five aggregates, right? So the term is name and form. Name is out of the five aggregates, name refers to the four aggregates other than form.
Okay,
so you have the five aggregates, isn't it? The four, so you have, this link is called name and form. Name and form refers to, what it refers to is the five aggregates, right? So, of the word name and form, form refers to the form aggregate, lah. Name refers to the remaining four, lah, which is, what, Tajit Nyaman Beki. No, Heart Sutra, right? Feeling, discrimination, compositional factors, and consciousness. Yep. These four aggregates, they are not form, right? And they cannot be the objects of sense consciousness, yeah. Rather, they're objects of mental consciousness, right? So, therefore, they are called, these four are collectively known as, or referred to as name, in name and form, right? Yeah, so these four, the feeling, discrimination, compositional factors, and consciousness, can only appear to the mind via a name, term. They are not objects of the sense consciousness. Okay, so maybe I should say these four are not the objects of sense powers. Maybe I should say sense powers, I think, rather than sense consciousness. So you have these five aggregates. Okay. So from the time the five aggregates come into existence and up to before the six sources are developed, so the five aggregates which exist during this time is falls within the link of name and form. Boleh? Name and form does not refer to the five aggregates alone. They refer to the five aggregates from the time it is established up to before the six sources are developed. So before the sensory faculties, which are the empowering condition for the arising of certain consciousnesses. Anyway, there is a time there's a time where these sensory faculties or the six sources are not yet developed. You know? No, you can't say that because you are really a fetus, but you know the whole 9 months is you're a fetus, right? So this refers to the time when consciousness, you know, enters, you know, the five aggregates are established, but up to the time before the sensory faculties are developed, the six sources are developed, like, you know. So during that time, the aggregates during that time is name and form.
Oh, tindere. That tindere tsuan la. That tonda mi chur shukche. Ani dode ji tindere chungu do. That tonda ni. Tiki ta mi subi tindere tsuan.
So the link of name and form is symbolized by a couple of people traveling on a boat, right?
だったんだ。時間だった。だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ、だ
So this link of name and form refers in general usually to the physical and the mental aggregates, yeah, the five aggregates, no? And from the time it is established, right? From the time it comes into being and up to before the six sources are developed, right? Right? But the five aggregates, you know, that individual has while in the intermediate state prior to this rebirth, those five aggregates will probably have to be subsumed under this link. So just as you know, one needs to travel on a boat, you know, to get to the other side of to get to shore from one side to the other. Similarly, in order to enter into the birth state, one has to pass through the intermediate state, yeah, to enter into the birth state. So from the basis of having the five aggregates during the intermediate state, you know, then from the intermediate state, one takes birth, so to speak. Yeah. One enters into the birth state, right?
Ani pumbonga ta chuma thakwa dela nam misu itende se ta dine ma ongbo chubi ngai ta dine kale kale ta 옹고 둘러 서고 둘네 옹고 둘 두야 때 이나야 텔라 때문에 남셔다다 맞아 봤어 나게 옹고 둘 남셔 못되면 내가 텔라 다 기제 쪽이 된들었다
나게 만두
나게 옹고 둘 장스 텔라 때문에 남셔 못 봐요
어 남셔 남셔
내가 텔라 다 기제 쪽이 된들었어
So then from the time the six so the six sources then will come a time when the six sources are established come into being right so that's the start of the link of the six sources right and where's the boundary so to speak how long does it last so the link of the six sources lasts from the time the six sources come into existence and up to the time before the arising of the six consciousnesses that depend on these six sources.
Huh? You're still in the womb, not after born. Born in heaven, you still have to come out. Yeah, yeah. The womb also have feeling, yeah? Yeah, yeah. Feeling does have to come out. Yeah, it's still in the womb, yeah. Not womb, a womb also. Huh? Womb. Womb. What? Huh? Womb. Womb. That just one. That's on that today. That's on that. Daki umbo tutu, that namshe madhuven nekabdela shahe, datanda. Tela da kije tuki tenders, that kije tenders in that toxin, that you will kije tuki murwa, datanda kije tenders in that toxin.
So the link of the six sources starts from the time the six sources are established. So the six sources or the six sensory powers, the six sense powers, the six sense powers are the empowering condition. For the arising of the six consciousnesses. So, from the time these six sources arise up to the time before the six consciousnesses arise, so that time is the link of the six sources. So this is symbolized by this drawing of a house here that has six windows here, but the house is empty inside, right? Six windows. So this analogous of the time. When the six sense powers are already established, but the six consciousnesses are yet to manifest or arise yet.
What in this cinema that Anishi Trupa that repetendal said that. That did swell. But the repetendal said it, that on the Ongbo Dang, the Yu Dang, that on the Lu Dang, Ongbo Dang, that you lectured into Tazan Tuch, that repetendal, you Ongbo, Lu Ongbo, you sum repa, then Sheba Jigrwata, you want Namsha sum Dubala, then Sheba Jigrwa.
Lu Yongbo.
Yu Dang, Ongbo Dang. Isn't it? Karsana. Lu She, Lu She.
Lu.
Yeah. Lu She, Lu De Yue Bala Wata. And Lu De La Tembe Ongbo Tukurwa. Ongbo La Tene Sheba Tupsarwa. That Tine, that Sheba Tigrwa. Yu De Chen Dugala Tesum Dubala Tene Sheba Tigrwa. You want them Shesum Dubala Tene Sheba Tigrwa. Ti Nekablata Repetential Shah.
So, Namji, 유 그런 거나 유 왕보 유지 왕보지
유 왕보 류체
류체 디 순간 염두 점지 양 시바 기어로
시바
디 믿는
시바 기어로 와 티 내가 불러 레베테 데스 거다 유당 레발 때는 시바 기어로 와 어떤 나티
So when the sensory object, the sensory faculties, and the body, when these three are assembled, then and when come and these three come into contact, yeah, then a consciousness arises. Yeah. Okay, so. This is referred to as the link of contact.
Oh, Tushini, that tunda, Tindesha, that tunda, Tindeg, Chanela, that tunda, Tindeg, Benata, Jabba, Pomo, Ta, Karsanta, Wachabas, what Tindeg, Chis, that tundani, Wachabala, Tene, Taco, Choaji, that tunda, what is Chan, but Rekwe King, it is tunda.
So the link of contact is symbolized by a couple in embrace. Yeah. So by embracing, then feeling arises, right? So this is analogous of how from the link of contact comes the link of feeling.
Yeah. Ani chowa, ta tonda rekpa di kien che che, ani karsa na, ta rekpa di ki ta yu du wang ta che che, chakpa che, ya rekpa di ki ta yu du wang, yu du mi wang parma, te tang tumba ji che che, chowa te du danyam sum, ya shuk chi ke che, rwa, te tang tumbe, chowa shuk chi mu kiwe nekab di la, ta chowe ten de shahe.
So when you have the sensory object, the sensory faculty or powers and the body coming together, a mind arises. This is called the mental factor of contact. And what it does is it distinguishes objects into either pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral, isn't it? Yeah. So corresponding to context discrimination of the three types of objects, whether it's pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral, then correspondingly, pleasant feelings, unpleasant feelings, and neutral feelings arise. Yeah. So the time when these feelings arise upon context discrimination of the three kinds of objects, you know, that time is the rising of the feeling. Yeah, is known as the link of feeling. Yeah. So the link of feeling refers to the time when the mental factor of feeling is manifest in a strong way, yeah. Whether it's pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral.
Yeah.
So the link of feeling is symbolized by a person whose eyes are pierced by an arrow. So if when a person's eyes are pierced by arrow, there's intense, very strong feeling, isn't it? Yeah. And in this case, pain, isn't it? So this very strong, painful feeling. Makes it difficult for that person to fix it or to think of some other object, right? The mind is just completely absorbed in that feeling, isn't it? Yeah? So likewise, you know, when strong feelings of either pleasure or suffering arise, our minds are completely overtaken by it, you know, absorbed in it, such that we are unable to think of anything else. Yeah.
어떻게네 다 다 딘데발라 다 탄다 디기 다 다게 아 실레 실레 세바스 방제 페센티멘트 탄다 텔라 다 탄다 초아 다 디발라 방베디 오사이 시다 탄다 티마레 탄다 다 민수게 텐텔 아니 레베 텐텔 아니 초베 소외된데 숨디 제르베 말에 가르쳐도 저 소외된데 아니 지지 죽된데 다 아니 레베된데 안 소외된데 어디 디 시디 방비 정도 시나래
so
the voice in me
so the links of name and form six sources contact and feeling, these four are the results of projection. They are the projected factors. Yeah. So these are the results of projection. So you have the three causes of projection, ignorance, compositional activity, and consciousness. And you have the four results of projection, name and form, name and form, six sources, contact and feeling. Yeah. So these are the four results of projection, the projected factors. Yeah. So these two sets of, one you have, you know, you have a projecting causes and projected results, right? These two make up one set of cause and relation. One set of cause and relation, cause and effect relationship.
What do you say? That name, Anishi, that on the Pembership, you sum, the Pembership, you sheath, what in the rest, that on the.
Okay? So, from the three projecting causes, you have the four projected results.
ngar legi nuba namshe gi tong shape penje legi nuba de la so de che gi ta so shuk chim bu shi gi ngu ya re a de la ta tin de so de mye gi penje legi nuba la so de mye gi se ba shuk ta po de la ta ton da se be ten de se
so next is the link of craving. A craving is essentially attachment, right? So here craving here refers to that feeling which nourishes the potential of the karmic imprint that was left on the consciousness.
Oh, that did say la, ani chi ta chang tun de ne, ta chang chang.
So the craving here is symbolized by the drawing of an alcoholic, someone who you know, just drinks without any measure.
What on that team, but that on that, Captain Chapatigi, that Sibet Dendetigi, Narki Leg in Nobatilla, so devil chair. Chapal chamba nyamba diya la ne kesi ta yang ne yang tu su de bache chamba di chang tu ma de ta garo jik tung ya di jian chi jian ni tung ta di de shin ta.
So like an alcoholic, you know, who, you know, in the sense, you know, the attachment can never be satisfied. More you drink, the more you are caught up in it, then it leads to stronger desire. So craving is like that. Yeah, what it does, it nourishes, you know, the imprint of the action, the karma that was left on the mental continuum. It just nourishes it, you know, makes it stronger.
What in the shi sha ta tine ma ta de ko sta ta lem be ten de sta ta ton da lem ba se de ton da ni ta cha pa la ta cha pe cha to ji cha be re da ina ya ta cha pa chi le ja shu ta ba chi chi ta yu de da ta ton da shu cha pa la ko shu chi be ka da ta ta yu de so so da
So next is the link of grasping. Grasping is essentially a derivative of attachment. Perhaps you can say it's stronger than craving, right? It's a stronger form of attachment. It's like, you know, it's a yearning, wanting, you know, something.
Yeah.
So the link of grasping is symbolized by a monkey, Sun Wukong, plucking, you know, fruits or peaches, right? You know, look at what monkeys do, yeah. They grab a piece of fruit and they start eating on it. But before they finish, their hands are on another one, you know. And then before they throw, and then they you know, it's like always looking, you know, for something, another one, right?
Tedu nobody tujin to tangje, nobody tujin mushu tangje, that jawa chima, that devo tucho josue, nekabdila, mincho josue, nekabdila, that on that, tell that sibitan del se, that on
that. So we have the latent propensity of a karma that was left on the mind, right? Or simply speaking, a karmic imprint, right? Left on the mind, this karmic imprint is nourished, nurtured by craving and grasping, right? And it's nurtured, this karmic imprint is nurtured to the point where it is about almost not ready to issue forth or bring forth its result. You know? So at this, during this time, you know, when the coming imprint is ripe, is nurtured to the point when it is strong enough, about almost to bring forth its effect, right? So that is the time here is known as the link of this potential existence. The link of potential existence is symbolized by a pregnant woman who's about to deliver, maybe started on labor pains already. I kind of, but the drawing also good.
Kela ni osho, what toshi ne? That tanda ni ani ting tanda. Sepa, lempa, siba, sumse. That tan, the sum de la, that no to minta ni kala dubo chibi kusum sta. Dubchegi kusum sta.
So the links of craving, grasping, and existence, these three, are called the causes of actualization. So next you have the last two, link of birth and aging and death. So link of birth refers to the time when the consciousness initially takes rebirth, right? Enters into the whatever the next rebirth,
yeah.
This is symbolized by the drawing of a newborn baby who's just been who just came up from the mother's womb. Yeah.
Oh, tine mara, tine ma, ta gashi tende o se di, ane je karso ala ta, ta di, ta ro, bena, ro chi se joya do shi, ta di chuan yin pare, ta tanda shiwe tende o ta, chuan yin chi du, re, watok se ni, gashi tende chuan yin chi du di pare.
And the link of aging and death is symbolized by this guy who is carrying a corpse on his back and walking.
Oh, tindeshine. That tanda, that tanda kya watang? Ani gashi tindel se tila ta chupe chupe ni se ta tanda toksin ta gare.
So the link of birth and aging and death, so these two are the results of actualization or the actualized factors.
Oh, toksine. That tanda. Yeah.
Okay, boleh.
That is one that Juba Chibi, you Kazu to Sina Sum, T. Debu Nis, that Penjig, you Sum.
So of the 12 links of dependent origination, the first three are the projecting causes. The next four are the projected results. So this is one set of cause and effect relationship. Next, you have the causes of actualization. You have three, and you have results. The two results of actualization. Yeah. So okay. So these. This is another. Set of cause and effect relationship.
Oh, toxin. That tanda, that dia, that karsina, bena. Today, Sunga, the night, that bena, that toxin shy, that tanda, the dial, juni, that, what do you mean, Dugala? Rawa, Candis, that the dial, juni, Candy, Candis.
So
다티 용거로 와. 봐. 육카 정원도 쓴 거래서. 대우 봐. 차산 쪽에 육카 정원도 쓴 거래서. 다 좋아하신 거로 와.
So in terms of the you know we look at the 12 links are dependent around arising in terms of how the results are manifested, right? So in order for a particular result to manifest, how many causes must come prior to it? Yeah.
어떻게니? 다 됐어도 가라. 다 독신에 잖아. 다 재성 코드를 주거든. 나는 당부 마리과 쓰시다 단다니. 당부 마리과 되고 해야지. 다 뺏지잖아. 빼나. 다 가시나 뛰는 마리과 써야 돼. 신바랑 신체지. 봐봐. 마리과 채. 다 신바디기 서본답 구요래. 봐봐. 다 서본답 살아 신가 구요래. 어디 쳐야나 마리과 되기 신바촌에 아니 주책이 내기 서번촌에 남시에디기 신가촌에 너와
So you need ignorance to start with here. So ignorance here is likened to a farmer. What does the farmer do? The farmer farms. By planting seeds, isn't it? Right? But the farmer will need a piece of land to plant the seeds. So the farmer is likened to ignorance. Okay? It's analogous of ignorance. The seeds which he plants is the compositional activity. And the field, yeah, which he plants the seeds in is analogous of the consciousness, which is the basis of infusion. Yeah, of, yeah.
어떻습니까? 다 디네 아니 사본 아니 신배 다 디네 사제때문 사본 때바 대상기 그때부터
So you have the farmer, he has the seeds, and he owns a piece of land. Okay? So he plants the seeds. But this doesn't necessarily mean that crops will grow. It just means that it is possible, or it has been made possible for the crops to grow. You know, you have the farmer, you have the seed in the land, right? But it doesn't mean the crops will grow, right? So, likewise, with ignorance, compositional activities and consciousness alone, it doesn't mean that, you know, you're going to have a result, right? So, craving and grasping now comes into the picture. Craving and grasping nourishes, nurtures the imprint, the seed of the karma that was left on the mental continuum, right? Nourishes it, right? And makes it strong, yeah. And when the seed, when the latency of that karma is nourished or nurtured to the extent where it is powerful enough, just that it's almost about to bring forth its result, yeah. So that state is known as potential existence, isn't it? right? Like, you know, on the what does the I've completely forgot about the analogy. The farmer, the farmer, you know, has to work the field, right? You know, by adding fertilizer, making sure that it's enough water supply, and so forth, right? Then only the seed will be nurtured, right, and nourished. Yeah? So you have the farmer, the seeds, the land, and then you know, he nourishes he takes care of the he nourishes, you know, the field with fertilizer, water, you know, to the point that the seed, you know, was certain to ripen as a harvest, right? To grow, right? It's almost certain, right? So this is analogous of how, you know, with ignorance, compositional activity, and consciousness as the projecting causes, then nourished by, nurtured by the actualizing causes, craving and grasping, then the seed of the karma that was left on the mind, right, is nourished and nurtured to the point where it is certain to bring forth a result. No? And so that time is known as potential existence, right? So these are the three, craving, grasping, and potential existence. These are the three actualizing causes, right? So you have the three projecting causes and the three actualizing causes.
Oh, that tijala, 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 that
Okay, so again, back to the analogy, the seed, you know, is nurtured and nourished to the point where it is certain to give a result, right? To what is the seed? What's the next step? It sprouts, right? Taoge. So when the seed becomes a seedling, when it transforms into seedling, when it sprouts, right? So it happens right externally. So internally, and with the projecting causes together with the actualizing causes, you know, then when the time of potential existence, the seed of the karma is nourished to the point that it's certain to give rise to the result, right? It's very strong, yeah. And then when it gives rise to a result, what is the result? You have name and form, the first one. Name and form. So the seed sprouts, becomes a seedling. Then over time it grows, and then you know it starts to develop branches, right? Shoots. Shoots, you have to say shoots, not branches. My God, it's not a tree. Yet. Shoots. So likewise, you know, after the five aggregates now established, you know, the link of name and form, then there will come a time when the six sensory faculties, the six six sources are developed, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. boleh the the example analogy goes with the meaning. Okay.
Oh, tuksin. Tad tine ma ane sih tad yala lo supaya kese. Tad tine tad tad tanda tila tad pun metal lo supaya kium. Tad tanda tih metal lo supaya kium. Tad metal lo supaya kese. Tad tanda ini tad kasuar kereta. Repetendo sesh.
Okay, so that seedling becomes a full plant, and then it starts to flower. You know? So that is likened to the link of contact, yeah, coming to being. Okay.
Contact.
And then you know those flowers transform into fruits, yeah. So that's like you know the moving from the link of contact to the link of feeling,
yeah.
And then you know the fruit, I guess if you don't pluck it, it remains there. It starts to. I don't think you call a fruit withering. It rots, right? Yeah, I mean it rots, but okay, rots. It decays. Rots. Okay, so. That is like the link of aging and death.
What did that? That did it. Tom, that did it. Sir, like him. That did it. That did it. That got a lock in our mother.
Simultaneous, I guess.
Did that?
Tunyam.
Ah,
Mingsu.
So don't you part of that?
So,
we
tended
to give it in the two.
So yeah, so there's a question here from Benny about the link of birth. Where does it fit in? So basically, link of birth and the link of name and form is pretty much the same thing. I mean, it's like yeah. When yeah, we are born then. What Ken Rinpoche just said was, it looks easy on one hand, but if you think about it, it looks complicated. So does it look easy or complicated?
Neither.
So if you have any questions, you can ask now.
Quick.
Minsu.
Latent propensity.
Referring to the link of consciousness, is there a specific term used for this particular link of consciousness in the teachings of Higher Yoga Tantra? Is there a specific name used for this consciousness, which is the basis of infusion of the dormant karmic tendencies? Is there any specific name? Because it seems like this consciousness is a very specific entity, not any general consciousness. So it's just a general term. There general specific name or there's no specific name for this particular consciousness, Because just now it was mentioned that this particular consciousness is not a general set of consciousnesses, yeah?
So with when we talk about the link of consciousness here, first, I guess you should be aware that there are different assertions of consciousness in the first place, right? As to what is the consciousness that is the basis of infusion for the karmic latent propensities. Basically, here, when the link of consciousness here, we are discussing, you know, we are talking about the consciousness as the basis of infusion. Basis of infusion of what? Not your tea bag, right? I mean, the karmic, you know, the imprint of the, you engage in an action, the action leaves an imprint on the mind, isn't it? So we're talking about what is the mind that receives this imprint. So different Buddhist tenets have their own take on this, yeah. So there are people who assert that it is the mental consciousness that is the basis of infusion, yeah. Whilst there are others who assert that it is the mind basis of all. That is the basis of infusion. The mind basis of all, yeah. So of course, if you bring Tantra into the picture, then of course in Tantra we talk about the subtler consciousness that is the basis of infusion, right? Yeah. So because the cause consciousnesses do not go on to the next life, so it is only the subtle, extremely subtle minds. Yeah?
So the answer is most subtle mind.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and the second question is regarding the qualm brought up in the Lam Lim Chenmo, page 319. They mention about a two instances of these two sets of causality that was being mentioned in, just now. However, the qualm did not give the reason why the qualm came up in the first place. All right. For instance, if it is one instance of one set of cause and effect relationship rather than two, then it will be, you know, he says incorrect to claim that the actualizing factors occur after the establishment of the projected factors, but it did not give the reason for this qualm. And also, second one, if it is two instances, two sets of causality, and then the qualm will be that there will be projecting factors and so on, and also did not give the reason for this claim. So could Kenamiche perhaps explain the reason for this qualm?
Correct. I'm saying what to about it.
I'll do next time, not now.
So think about these 12 links of dependent arising based on what I have said today. Yeah. So if there's anything that you do not understand, then you can bring it up. Yeah. Yeah. You can ask me the next time round.
Hey, Rinpoche, ask one question. You know, huh? I went to the Lama Yashin Wisdom Archive, right, and downloaded this thing, right, on the 12 links of dependent arising.
Wow, mixed boy.
Then they say there are two ways of presenting the 12 links, the scriptural ways and the experiential way, and the sequence is different. And then it says the scriptural way actually explains them in terms of how samsara evolves in general.
I'm not sure about the translation. I think it's a... I guess you mean how do you translate in English? Evolutionary is from 1 to 12, right? So if you start from 12 to 1, it's called... Yeah, I mean it's literally called. I mean, it's forward process and reverse process. But I think that's the word. Evolutionary and I can't remember.
But it's not reverse, eh?
No, no. What is what it means actually?
What you said, you read what they said.
The scriptural way is how it was explained just now. The drawing. And then there is the experiential way, which explains them in terms of how they are experienced by an individual over a continuum of lifetime. The sequence is different from number 4 to number 11. I am just thinking that for beginners like us, right, wouldn't it be better to present the experiential way first instead of the scriptural way, because the experiential way is how we experienced it, right? So I'm a bit confused just now when you were going through it. You want me to show you or not? I got right out there.
The example started from with the farmer, and that is your so-called experiential way. That is how, in general, 12 links is experienced.
Correct. The number 1 to number 3 is the same, but from number 4 to 11 is all different.
Okay. After number 3 is what? After number 3 is?
The experiential one.
Yeah.
First one is ignorance. Second one is compositional activities. The third one is consciousness.
Okay.
The fourth is craving and then grasping.
Tio ah? Tio ah, just now? Tio.
Tio. But the circle is different now.
What circle?
Just now the drawing
one. Circle is different, of course.
Yeah, yeah. The circle is the so-called scriptural way.
Oh, you see, never listen to class.
All right, so we finish off with the prayers again. So. So it is not so straightforward, you know. So in this wheel of existence, the 12 links is presented in a certain order, isn't it? Yeah. So why is it presented in that order, is it?
Anybody have a good answer? I'll offer lunch. Yeah.
No. So what is the reason for presenting
the one, new one, no need to think. Yeah. The senior one.
So what is the reason for presenting the 12 links in this order? Starting from ignorance, composition, activities, then you have consciousness, blah, 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 in that particular order. Why?
No? Okay.
If Salah, you're Dubai, no? By all of us, right? Ah, Tio Gambo.
I visualize that, okay.
You got a question? Right.
So.
Cannot copy.
So it's explained down here that the reflection, like, is something to do with reflecting it in a forward process and a reverse process to understand the way to seize the progression of these 12 links. How it, in the first place, when it's in the forward process, how it is able to develop, all right, and fuel the process of cyclic existence. And when you meditate in the reverse process, you actually stop these links from, you know, issuing forth these projected factors. So in sum, is the way this is presented is not in the sequence of the actual dependent arising, not the sequence. The sequence was taught as like in the analogy, just not like a farmer. But the way these links are taught is just like the way the Four Noble Truths are taught by the Buddha for purpose of meditation.
So from the point of practice, then how should it go?
Yeah. So it's quite a Gen Losan taught in the Heart Sutra before, about the forward process and the reverse process. When we talk about the Heart Sutra, you know this, know that, know this, know that. So it's like I'll try to explain a little bit. I'm also trying to look for it here. I'll give the more detailed example when I go back and research that. I know it's the forward process and the reverse process. When you meditate on the forward process, you understand how one is the cause, you know, for the other, even though it is not in the correct
sequence.
So the forward process is starting from ignorance. Because of ignorance, composition activity arises, and then from that consciousness, then from consciousness, then name and form, right?
So, but that is not.
So is this the forward process?
It looks like yes.
Is it exactly like this, the forward process?
In terms of the cause and effect relationship, no. Just like the Four Noble Truths, you know, true suffering is taught first, but true origin occur first.
So when you
talk about meditating on eliminating for example, the process that fuels cyclic existence, you meditate on how these 12 process, you know, 12 links in the forward process produces issues forth, uncontrolled rebirths over again. But if you meditate on the reverse process, you actually cease, you know, and stop all these links from issuing forth.
Meditating on the forward process is not for stopping cyclic existence, man.
Yeah, both of them.
Oh.
I can't remember. It says this class of thoroughly afflicted phenomena and class of thoroughly purified phenomena.
Yeah, okay.
Something there. Yeah. So
go
maybe
to sleep, you check your dream. Yeah.
Oh.